Did you know that Asbury University offers scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? Asbury is also one of only two private colleges in the state of Kentucky with a nationally accredited music program. And Asbury also has more than 150 student organizations to choose from. If you're interested in participating in college instead of being lost in the crowd, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting. It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome into 1250 Sports Talk. Yet another beautiful day here in Lexington, Kentucky. I am Action Jackson Reams taking over for Greg Horn, joined here by my father, Rick Reams. I want to thank Asbury University for being our sponsor of the day. Just under 2,000 students, only about 15 to 20 minutes down the road from Lexington. And with over 20,000 living alumni of Asbury University, they want you to join them and become the next student or even support them over at Asbury. Find out more information about them at asbury.edu, and we want to thank them for being our sponsor of the day. We're going to start off the show right away with a guest. We have George Plaster on from Nashville, Tennessee, the longtime radio show host and now the current associate athletic director at Belmont University. And first, George, I've got to go to a sport that admittedly I don't know a lot about, but that apparently Nashville has had a huge upset last night with the Nashville Predators, the NHL team, sweeping the Chicago Blackhawks and sending home a perennial championship quality team. Got to ask if it's something that is sweeping the city with how well the Predators did in that series.
Listen, our city is on fire about this hockey team. There's a passion behind this team, Jackson, that the Tennessee Titans will never have. And there's kind of a backstory to this. We almost lost this team 10 years ago to a termite named Jim Balsillie up in the Hamilton, Ontario area. And his desire was to move the team up there. And before he legally owned the team, he did a one-day season ticket thing and sold 14,000 tickets up there. Now, what he didn't know at the time was there were a group of us in Nashville who formed a deal called Our Team Nashville, and I was a part of it. And before I knew quite what I was getting into, we ended up doing a one-day, 19-hour ticket-thon and rally. And we sold almost $2 million worth of tickets that day. And we were able, the next day, the day after, we drew about 8,000 people to the rally. And it's probably it's the proudest thing I've ever been involved in radio. Without radio, the Nashville Predators would be gone today. They'd be up in Hamilton, Ontario. As you can tell, I'm not a big fan of Jim Balsillie. His attorney and I got into it huge on the air that summer. And in fact, it was one of the things we played at the rally when I got up to announce that we had sold, you know, 725 season tickets that day. It was the single largest sales day in the history of the franchise. And I say all this because what really has gone on in the background is that this is truly Nashville's team. You know, it's a grassroots kind of deal with a front office that has really understood the meaning of taking care of their season ticket base. The Titans have been anything but that. They've been a corporate, snotty, you know, you're damn lucky to have the NFL in your city. And then when it went bad, the fans turned on them. And so you've really seen, you know, a tale of two cities. Now, I will say this. I think the Titans are on the way back to something better. But right now, this city is on fire for what is going on with this team, and I couldn't be prouder.
Well, just for those who don't really know the NHL, I believe that the Chicago Blackhawks basically have most of a full team that won three championships in 6 years. They have the same coach from those teams, and so a guy that has really known how to get his teams winning. They had over 50 wins this year, and a team that, from what I understand, the Predators was a bit inconsistent earlier this year, goes in and sweeps the number one seed in the West. Just a huge victory and monumental across all of the NHL.
Yeah, and I believe in either the NBA or the NHL, it's the first time that an 8 seed has ever swept a 1. I know it is in the NBA, and I'm almost certain, based on what I heard earlier today, that it's the first time it's ever taken place in either one of the leagues. The only thing I can really tell you, Jackson, I've done a lot of games over the years when I was Vandy's announcer. And before that, at what used to be Memphis State, I've done games at Madison Square Garden. I've done games at Rupp Arena. I've done games at the United Center in Chicago. I have never been to a louder indoor venue than Bridgestone Arena, not only the last two nights, but the last couple of years in the playoffs. And, you know, when this team first got here, I was like the rest of you. Whatever, it's hockey, who cares? But I'm telling you that I am as amped up and as excited, as big an Atlanta Braves fan as I am. I told a friend of mine yesterday, I never dreamed that a hockey team would be on equal status with me, with my beloved baseball team.
Well, it sounds like a great reason for people in the region to get into hockey, and especially with the fact that they're moving on to the next round, you can still catch plenty of games with that. So we'll just have to wait and see who their opponent will be. I also now have to move to something else that is very recent. Currently, Kentucky baseball is up 11-3 on number 8 LSU. It's the bottom of the 7th inning. Kentucky already defeated number 2 Louisville earlier this week, and you got to think that I know Big Blue Nation is very proud of what Nick Mangione has been able to do in his first year with UK, but in a league, the SEC, that has so much talent across the board with all their teams, I would say that Nick Mangione's probably really raising some eyebrows with how successful he's been this quickly, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Listen, the job this guy's doing is phenomenal, and you know, I've been watching over the last 5-6 years what's gone on at Vandy. Who would have dreamed that that school would ever win a national title in baseball, not only with the competition nationally, but, you know, certainly in the SEC. I mean, it's the toughest league in the country, and this guy is getting it done. And, you know, my hat's off to him. I don't know nearly as much about him as you do, but, man, he must be doing something right, or this would not be happening.
Well, it was very ironic for them to hire yet another understudy from John Cohen, because, of course, that's what Gary Henderson was. And then he left. They hired Mangione from Mississippi State and already has Kentucky winning at a very high level. It does lead me into another question, though, of how Vanderbilt's baseball season is going this season. I know they're not quite national championship, you know, favorites, but it seems like they're always very much in the conversation just because they have really developed such a great reputation of winning in baseball.
Yeah, here's what they've been able to do. And this year, you're right, they're probably a notch below what they have been. But you look over the last 10 years when you start talking about David Price and Mike Minor and Jensen Lewis and Sonny Gray and, you know, guys that are aces of major league staffs. I mean, he has put out, and I know I'm missing some names in this, but he has put out an absolute who's who of pitching. And, you know, I don't pretend to know exactly how he was able to pull it off. I've got my own theories as to why he's been so effective. But, I mean, that guy's a miracle worker. To take Vanderbilt University to a national title 1 year and then the next year lose in the national title final game, you know, that's just not stuff that school you figure would happen. If he's not a miracle worker, I don't know who is.
And while we're with talking about Vanderbilt, I want to switch over to another sport with basketball. Obviously, they had a pretty good season last year. You still have young coach Drew in just going into his second season. And there's some real talent in the city of Nashville that it looks like he can finally possibly bring into Vanderbilt. I see that Darius Garland is a five-star guard for the 2018 class, I believe. There's another one in the 2019 class. How successful do you think that Coach Drew can be in bringing top players like that to the University of Vanderbilt in ways that really we haven't seen before?
Well, that's going to be a really interesting deal because this kid, Darius Garland, it's going to bring back a little bit of the Ron Mercer stuff. I'll claim, Jackson, that in the 27 years I did sports talk in Nashville, the single most explosive issue that I dealt with was when Vanderbilt just absolutely overdosed on stupid pills. They denied Ron Mercer admission to the school, and then 2 days later he said, screw you, I'm going to Kentucky. And then a week later, they denied admission to a Cy Young Award winner named R.A. Dickey. And, you know, at that point in the mid-90s, you just kind of looked up and said, are they really committed to anything? And, you know, that was then, this is now, and the history is that they normally do not get the best player coming out of Nashville. Another one that they came so close on, bitterly lost Poythress to Kentucky when I think it was fair to say that Poythress's parents wanted him at Vandy. 2 years later, I think he gave Vandy serious consideration when he thought about transferring. They've been close, but no cigar on some big ones. So, you know, Bryce Drew's about to walk into kind of one of these Ron Mercer situations, and, you know, only time will tell whether, you know, he's able to go past what his predecessors did and actually land the big stud.
Well, of course, then we got to talk about what the two teams will look like next year. Kentucky has a big recruiting class, a couple of guys they're still going after, including a graduate transfer from Pittsburgh, where Kevin Stallings is now, Cam Johnson. And then it looks like Vanderbilt's going to return a lot of their team next year. So Vanderbilt should be towards the top yet again of the SEC.
They should be a team that has a chance to get to the NCAA. You know, and that's really, I think, if you're realistic about what Vandy ought to be, you know, it shouldn't be at the level Kentucky is. Very few schools are. But should it have a right to expect to get to the NCAA tournament, you know, twice or three times every 5 years? Yeah, probably so. It's a great basketball city. It's a very underrated basketball city. But there's a lot of passion here for it. And, you know, I'll argue that on game night, Memorial Gym's about as special a place as there is. Rupp Arena, for sheer volume, number of people, obviously, you know, goes a little past that. But I don't think any other place in the conference does.
Yeah, so I think I agree with you. I mean, I've been in Memorial Gym. I think it's a great place, and I think Coach Drew could have a lot of success there, so that's something I'm definitely interested in watching. I want to thank you for taking the time with us to be on air, and one last question for you before we go is, have you gotten to see the new Brave Stadium yet? Have you gotten to go watch a game?
No, I haven't gone to a game. I drove by it in January. I went to a Falcons playoff game against Seattle, and so I made a point to drive over there and take a look at it. The early reports are that it is even better than advertised, that it's sort of a new wave of what stadiums are going to be with the mixed use, you know, of stuff outside the stadium for fans to do before and after games. I'm really suspect about the parking, just because, you know, I've been in Atlanta an awful lot in my life, and I know what the parking situation is down there, what the traffic is like. I can't imagine that that's anything but a hassle.
Well, that's the kind of things that you definitely, you know, have to think about when you're building those new stadiums. Like you said, the Falcons will have a new stadium that looks like it's going to be really fantastic. So a lot going on in that Atlanta region right now. Yet again, just want to thank you for your time, and hopefully we'll talk to you again here soon, George.
Happy to do it. Just let me know whenever you want to yap a little bit.
All right, no problem. Well, that's George Plaster, current Associate Athletic Director of Belmont and a former longtime Nashville radio host. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we're going to update you yet again on what this UK baseball team is doing. And then there's some other stuff. We'll get right into all the sports news to get you ready for this weekend. Action Jackson Reams and my dad Rick Reams right here on AM 1250 WLRT, 1250 Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC. Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to 1250 Sports Talk. Action Jackson Reams and my dad Rick Reams here with you on our second segment of the day. Just had a good first segment there with George Plaster of Nashville, Tennessee. He's the current associate athletic director in charge of marketing at Belmont. And we were able to talk about the Nashville Predators pulling off a huge first-round upset in the NHL playoffs. He spoke a little bit on SEC baseball. And on that note, number 10 Kentucky playing number 8 LSU right now in the first game of a doubleheader. I know this is surprising, but I was wrong on how the format of these games would be playing. Looks like this game is being played a full 9 innings. I think maybe the second game is the one that only goes 7 innings. But to be honest, I'm just at guesswork at this point. I thought I was right the first time.
I have no idea either. That's why I was so shocked you and I both were. We were watching the game. They turn a double play to end the 7th inning. And all of a sudden I start hearing the 7th inning stretch. And I'm thinking, this game should be over. But, you know, Jackson, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. In this case, you're wrong. But, hey, at least the Cats are winning this game.
Well, they are winning. They're up 11-3 right now. They just had a grand slam in the bottom of the 7th inning that extended their 7-3 lead to an 11-3 lead. But in the top of the 8th, they're already in trouble. The relief pitcher they brought on walked the first two batters, got down 2-0 with the third batter, threw a strike finally, and then hit him. So the bases are loaded in the top of the 8th. No outs, 11-3 game, and Kentucky bringing on a new pitcher. I do not believe that this game is currently on TV, so I don't think you can watch. Only way to watch would be online, either at Watch ESPN on your tablet, your computer, your phone, however you want to do that. You can tune in. You can have that on silent and listen to us talk during the rest of the show. The second game is slated to get started an hour after this first game ends. So we're looking at probably at least 7 o'clock before that game gets started. And that means you still have time to go out there and enjoy that second game if you want to. Tonight out at Cliff Hagan Stadium, looks like you're going to have some pretty good weather, because apparently tomorrow I've seen 100% chance of rain. I know you're questioning the weather people, but it's not just our local people. The national people are calling for like 1 to 3 inches of rain this weekend. Sounds like it's going to be a wet one.
Yeah, I think the last time we probably had this much rain forecast, Noah was around. So, you know, be careful out there, folks.
Hey, we do have an ark nearby.
We do. The only thing I'm wondering, I don't guess I'm worried, but I'm wondering if can we ever get enough rain where that ark could float? I don't know. It'd be interesting to see.
It looks like we're going to try to see if that can happen.
We talk about
weekend.
All things here. Now, Jackson, the only thing I know about UK baseball is what I've heard some experts say, and they say our weakness is our middle relievers. In fact, I think it was Brian Milam I heard say that this morning, that the middle relief is the problem. And he said when you get into a doubleheader, that's where it will suffer. But let's sure hope 11-3 leads enough to maybe hang on even for our bad relievers.
And they had some issues. You know, they had a huge lead against Louisville the other day. What was that, 12-0 or something like that?
11-0, I believe.
Yeah, and then gave up a lot of runs. Let's see, first hit goes to center field. Looks like it'll be a sacrifice fly to bring in one, but that's at least one out. So we'll keep you updated on what Kentucky's doing with that and talk about them a little bit more later in the show. There was a UK football commitment today, the second of the week, when three-star athlete, and listen to this name, I'm going to go all in with the French pronunciation, okay? Shaki Jacques-Louis. And Jacques-Louis is a hyphenated last name, so that's all one big name there. Commits to Kentucky. He is a 6-foot, 170-pound athlete from Fort Myers, Florida, and is in the 2018 class. He will likely play wide receiver for Kentucky, and I did not realize that wide receiver would be such a big position of need. And Kentucky going to lose a lot of guys after this coming season.
Yeah, the 5 seniors next year, Charles Walker, Blake Bone, Juice Johnson, Dorian Baker, and Charles Mouchy.
Someone
we'll
I've never heard of.
I don't know. We'll go with Mouchy since we're going to go with the French translation here. So, yeah, so he is the second Florida wide receiver to commit to UK, third receiver in the 7-man class. 4 of the 7 are from Florida, so, you know, we're going down into Florida, and we're going up into Ohio to get a lot of our big athletes, our big football players. And, Jackson, when did that when did that term, he's an athlete, come out? Seems like most athletes are wide receivers, but can they be other things? I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of athletes can either be considered wide receivers, or sometimes they go in and they become defensive backs of some sort. Now, whether that's a corner or a safety is just up to the school. But I think it's the guys who play a lot of different positions in high school. So it's hard to say they're just going to play one position in college, because it's whatever the university who's recruiting them is going to want to end up using them. And apparently, Kentucky wants this guy as a wide receiver to start to fill in the holes after a lot of familiar names will leave the squad next year in Charles Walker, Blake Bone, Juice Johnson, and Dorian Baker.
And Charles Mushi?
Yeah, I just still don't know who that is. Darren Henshaw was apparently Jacques Louis' lead recruiter. According to Justin Rowland, he is now responsible for the third most commitments in his time at Kentucky since he was brought on, only behind Vince Morrow and Eddie Grant. So looks like the co-offensive coordinator is getting work done. And also worth noting that Jacques Louis' commitment bumps Kentucky up to number 19 on Rivals for the 2018 class. And my biggest question now to you is, how much fun or how difficult is it going to be for a bunch of hillbillies and that we are here in Kentucky to try to pronounce Shockey Jacques Louis if he ends up being a major contributor to Kentucky in the future?
Oh, that name is going to get butchered. It will not. It would be nowhere near Jacques Louis. So we can't even. I can't even pronounce David Bouvier's name, if that is his name. I don't know if
you think that's
there.
Also French.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think we're starting a whole new trend here. And Jackson, I may be mistaken, but I've heard at this point our recruiting class rates ahead of Alabama's. That's quite scary. I don't think it's going to stay that way, but I think we need to get all the press out of that we can right now. But yeah, like you say, Darren Henshaw, you know, these guys are doing the work on the recruiting trail, which if you listened yesterday, and if you haven't, you need to listen to the podcast with Freddie Maggard, because Freddie talked a lot about, how these guys are recruiting the job they're doing, the athletes they're bringing in. And you saw that, Jackson, in the spring game. There were some guys that are early entrants that made huge splashes in the spring game. And, you know, it used to be you would think the freshmen are, you know, they're a redshirt year away. That's what you want to do. But at this point, we can't do that. So I think it's a great thing. And I just can't wait to hear all of the people calling in talking about this guy, because I just want to see how they can butcher his name.
I'm assuming they'll probably end up going with a basketball thing and just start calling him SJL.
There you go.
But we'll just have to see. I have fun pronouncing it Shockey Jacques Louis. So we will see. He commits to Kentucky football today. Last note here before we end up going to a break in just a couple of minutes. Mark Stoops was on an XM radio show this morning called Full Ride, and he wants you to know he doesn't give a crap what anybody says about those rings that hit the football team was given. He said, our players, we have bowl games and we have money allotted so that they can get what they want. He said, if they wanted rings, we were going to get rings. T-shirts the same. Sweatsuits the same. So he said, it's for his players to decide. And this is an exact quote. So I don't give a crap what anybody else says. And you have to enjoy the coach coming out and making that a public comment.
Yeah, you know, the one thing about Stoops, and I found this out with George Plaster also, you don't ever really know where they stand. They kind of, you know, beat around the bush. But, you know, that's great. Let him come out. And let's be honest, Jackson, if that was in the budget for the last couple years, the bowl game, they could have had a lot nicer things, because we haven't been to a bowl in so long that hopefully. But I'm with him. If that's what makes the players happy, you know, and I think Louisville is just salty about it because they're still mad that they lost the Governor's Cup. So they don't want to be reminded of that. Hey, I said the same thing. Say what you want to say. We have the rings. Our kids are excited. That's all that matters.
Well, that's going to do it for our segment here. Kentucky baseball has gotten two outs and only given up one run, but they just reloaded the bases by hitting another batter. So still trying to get out of the inning.
We're
up 11-4 in the top of the eighth. We'll be right back after this short break. Action Jackson Reams and my dad Rick Reams on 1250 Sports Talk.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies, and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome into Sports Talk, our third segment of the day, even though it feels odd. We started off the show with George Plaster from Nashville, Tennessee, the current Associate Athletic Director at Belmont University. So it messed up our schedule a little bit, but you've got Action Jackson Reams here with my dad, Rick Reams, on a show brought to you today by Asbury University, fantastic Christian education offered in nearby Wilmore, Kentucky. Got the small campus feel, but still being close to the big city. And they would love for you to be a part of Asbury or support them. They offer scholarships in over 17 collegiate sports, I believe. And if you want to find out more about Asbury, go check them out, asbury.edu, for more information. And we want to thank them for being our sponsor of the day today. I'm going to keep kind of doing this UK LSU update all the time, just in case you can't watch it right now. Kentucky loaded the bases three separate times in that top of the eighth inning, had to use two different relievers, and only one of them got any outs, but Kentucky gets out of the inning, only gave up one run. So it's 11-4 now going into the bottom of the ninth, or the bottom of the eighth. So Kentucky will bat one last time, hopefully, and then they'll have their second game of the doubleheader an hour after this first game ends. I would encourage you to check out our podcast. You can find them at 1250sportstalk.com or simply on Twitter and Facebook at 1250sportstalk. We've had some great conversations this week. Freddie Maggard yesterday had a lot of football to talk about. I enjoyed that first segment with George Plaster a lot. He had some really cool things to say. If you're a big NHL fan, the Nashville Predators with a huge upset over the Chicago Blackhawks this weekend. So check those out and make sure you catch up on any shows you might miss.
I'm still confused. Is he and the guy in Canada, are they good friends?
Yeah, the sarcasm remember. With you is very heavy today for those who don't get it. But yes, George Plaster was very outspoken. He likes the Predators, he hates the Titans, and he hates some man up in Ontario, Canada.
Exactly.
Apparently things did not go well when that man was trying to own the Nashville
Predators. I can't
remember
the exact words he used, but he didn't refer to him in a derogatory term, but it wasn't in a term of endearment.
That's definitely true. A little bit of breaking news in the national sense, but also has some reverberations throughout Kentucky. It is announced, and I didn't even know the guy was hurt, Rajon Rondo is out of the playoffs indefinitely with a fractured thumb. I would assume he fractured that thumb back in game two against the Boston Celtics. Of course, his eight-seeded Chicago Bulls have taken a stunning 2-0 lead on the one-seed Celtics. Rondo averaging 11.5 points and 10 assists per game in the first two games. Even had 11 points, 14 assists, 9 rebounds, and 5 steals in that game two, where I'm guessing he broke his thumb. That could be a significant loss for the Chicago Bulls as they try to do what I don't think any NBA team has ever done and be an 8 seed to defeat a 1 seed, or at least beat a 1 seed this soundly. They're only the second team ever to take a 2-0 series lead on a 1 seed in the NBA playoffs.
You know, and that's what you talk to, seriously, in all seriousness, you talk with George Plaster. You know, that's what the Predators did to the Blackhawks also. So this is the opposite Chicago team doing that. And, you know, Jackson, they said that it did happen in that game, too. They said he's in a cast now, so I don't know if they just found this out or if the word just now came out. I heard some NBA experts talking this morning that that it will definitely hurt Chicago, but the one thing that they thought Boston might do if Rondo continued to play would be pack it back and make him try to hit a three, because that's not his game. But they're thinking now that whoever they bring in may well be able to do that. But it is a tough loss, because, you know, we had talked about yesterday, I think you and I talked about, I would love to see Rajon Rondo and John Wall go against each other. And it said that they were going to reevaluate in 7 to 10 days, but with a broken thumb, I'm figuring that has to probably be on his shooting hand. And I just think it's going to, I just don't think he's going to be able to get back, but who knows?
Yeah, there's only so much you can do with a broken thumb when you're, especially when you're a point guard and the ball's in your hand all the time. So we'll have to see what Rondo is able to do with that. That will leave second-year point guard Jaren Grant from Notre Dame to start tonight for the Bulls. About 6 points and 2 assists on the year. And then fourth-year point guard Michael Carter-Williams, a name that people will recognize from Syracuse, is also on the squad and will be the backup. 6.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. One name to keep in mind that also is a Kentucky guy, former Murray State point guard Cameron Payne, was traded from the Thunder to the Bulls in that big trade between the two teams. 5.2 points, just about 2 assists per game. He may get some run as well. So it may be one Kentucky guy, University of Kentucky guy, stepping back for one State of Kentucky guy to step in. And I've got to say, I'm hopeful that that's what Cameron Payne can do and take advantage of that.
And if you remember Cameron Payne, I just remember in college, he could flat light it up. He can shoot from anywhere. So I think a lot of the times when you look at players' statistics as far as the points per game that they're averaging and everything, a lot of that has to do with playing time. So who knows what will happen if he gets more playing time. But, Jackson, the one thing you have to watch also is chemistry, although if you know Rajon Rondo's history at all, he tends to be more of a, I hate to say it, more of a cancer on teams. So, but it seems like that even Hoiberg said that things had gotten worked out with Rondo and everything. Again, we talked yesterday. Was it that he was so intent on showing Boston that they shouldn't have let him go, or he shouldn't have been able to leave? But it's going to be interesting to see. And you know one thing, Boston, they're going to have to try anything they can, because this series now is in Chicago. So everything is still trending towards Chicago. So I think tonight's going to be the key, because if Chicago can win this game tonight, I think it's over.
Well, that game three will tip off at 7 p.m. on ESPN if you would like to check it out. I also want to mention that LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers made a record comeback last night. They overcame a 25-point halftime deficit, trailed by as many as 26, but his 41 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists help lead his Cavaliers back. They take a 3-0 series lead over the Pacers. I'm not a fan of either one of those franchises. I don't really like the Cavaliers at all. But it was interesting to see LeBron lead the way like that. And the other two of the big three, quote-unquote, Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, didn't play at all in the fourth quarter. It was all LeBron and the supporting cast, if that's what you want to call them, of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, that's one of those things. And I know, Jackson, this is much easier said than done. But I would have, and I know in the NBA, again, you can't, but I would have put everyone on LeBron and say, okay, your supporting cast, they can beat me, but you will not. But he's just, you know, one play I saw, LeBron was coming down on a break. There was someone out on the three-point line, and LeBron just kind of did a head fake, and the defender, instead of staying with LeBron, ran out to the three-point line, and LeBron went in for a wide
open dunk.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, what are you doing?
To be fair, I'm pretty sure he did that on purpose. It was a little short Monte Ellis. And I don't think he had any – I'm just saying, I don't think he had any desire to stay under there and let LeBron dunk on his head. I would, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, but that's what you see a lot of times in the NBA and why a lot of people don't like it. You know, the effort right there could have been to really stop him, and Monte Ellis refused to do that. When we get back here for our final segment, we're going to update you yet again on the UK baseball team. They've scored another run, and there's some basketball recruiting notes and some Cincinnati stuff I want to discuss. All when we get back, Action Jackson Reams and my dad Rick Reams right here on 1250 Sports Talk.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk, our final segment of the day on yet another beautiful day here in Central Kentucky. If you can, you want to get out and enjoy the weather tonight because we've heard there's a lot of rain coming in tomorrow and possibly Sunday as well. UK baseball 12-4 lead right now and in the top of the ninth inning trying to shut the door. Definitely looks like that second game of the doubleheader won't start till 7. So you have plenty of time to go out there and go watch if you would like to do that. I know that Keeneland also is still running over the weekend. Will be interesting to see, though, if they're able to run in 1 to 3 inches of rainwater tomorrow if the rain does come as expected. Let's get into a couple of UK recruiting notes for basketball. Kevin Knox Sr. has said that his son will now announce between May 1st and May 7th. Kentucky not thought to be a favorite for this guy, probably down to a lot of people seem to think it's down to either Missouri or Duke for Knox, possibly even North Carolina, but not many people very high on Kentucky's chances. And then Pittsburgh transfer Cam Johnson has announced a final six. It includes Kentucky, Arizona, Ohio State, Oregon, UCLA, and TCU. So Kentucky, Ohio State, and a bunch of Western schools. And that could be a huge addition for Kentucky, as he is a guy who would be eligible right away and has played a couple of years now in the ACC, which is a great basketball conference.
Yeah, he's the one that's kind of the X factor out there. I think he's probably doing what I would say is the wise thing, and just seeing where these recruits land where they're going to end up going to try to pick out the best situation for him. I would love to have him at UK, but the good thing is really with all those other schools that he's looking at, it's not going to affect us directly or even indirectly. And then with Kevin Knox, the jury's still out there. You know, you hear everyone say he's not going to UK, and then you hear some people say, but he could still be going to UK. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. But, you know, with a lot of these guys, Jackson, I just finally get to the point where I'm like, just make a decision. Let's get it over with. I'm tired of hearing about it.
Absolutely. I'm ready for a lot of these guys to just make decisions. You know, Bamba, Kevin Knox, Cam Johnson. And then you can really close the chapter on the recruiting class and get ready for next season, which no one's been able to do yet and probably won't be able to do for at least another month or so. So we're going to keep talking about that stuff while it's still going on. Worth noting that LSU just led off the inning with a home run, so it's now 12-5 in that game. Kentucky's still trying to get three outs to close the door. A couple of Cincinnati things that I want to finish out the show talking about. The first being that the NFL released all of their schedules yesterday, and that included, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals. It is apparently their 50th year of being a franchise, I guess. So they're going to have a special logo this season that includes a 50 in it. And for this 50th year, in Marvin Lewis's last season, the Bengals will get to start at home for the first time since 2009. I mean, that's seven seasons, you know, going to be the eighth that they finally get to start at home. They'll start week one with the Baltimore Ravens on September 10th. And a couple of things stood out to me about this schedule. I'm not going all the way through it. First, you get to avoid some of the really great teams because the Bengals had a bad year last year. So you don't have to play the Patriots. You don't have to play, you know, the Raiders. You don't have to play the Seahawks. You don't have to play some of these really high-powered teams. I also see that a lot of these games are 1 p.m. on Sunday, and that's been the Bengals' niche. That is where they win games. They do not win primetime games, which is still an issue, don't get me wrong, but it is encouraging that most of these games will be at 1 o'clock. And then I think some of your road games look fairly winnable to me. You know, at Jacksonville is a game that really sticks out as a winnable game. At Tennessee against the Titans. Yes, the Titans are on the way up, but there's still questions of, you know, how good they really are. And then they also got a home or an away game at the Vikings, and who knows what the Vikings quarterback situation will be by that point in time. I'm encouraged for a new season, a new chapter for the Bengals after what was just an awful year last year. And they still have a top 10 pick to come, so things could be very bright. I could be a very happy Bengals fan within the next couple of weeks.
Well, and for those of you who are UK and Bengals fans, I don't know if you realize this, but the Bengals-Titans game is the day after the UK-Vandy game, which is in Nashville also.
Sounds so, like I need to be in Nashville all weekend.
I think that makes for a doubleheader right there. So
that would be November 11th would be Kentucky-Vanderbilt. November 12th is the Bengals-Titans.
And I think I'm just saying this tongue in cheek, but I think they planned it that way because they just know so many people. But you know what? If they can get more people at the Vandy games, Vandy love their hearts. They can't get anyone there for anything. And I know, as George Plaster said, there's not many people in Nashville that are huge Titans fans. So maybe you can get good seats for both those games. And hey, maybe even I would be willing to go to an NFL game, that which I haven't been to one in 30 years, but I might like to go see the Titans and the Bengals play if someone would like to give me a gift or something.
Well, it'd be a fun weekend to do that, and definitely something that I'm going to be taking into consideration in the future. And we'll see what the Bengals are going to do. Of course, the next thing up is that NFL draft where they have the number 9 pick overall. Someone who had been listed as a possibility that I had no interest in anymore was Reuben Foster, the linebacker from Alabama. He has torn up his shoulder. He had a run-in with staff at the combine where he was yelling at people. By the way, Bengals already have enough issues as it is off the field, a.k.a. Pac-Man Jones. And now he has tested positive for a diluted urine sample at the combine, which I guess means he probably was trying to hide something.
Yeah,
so hopefully we can just close the door on the Bengals drafting Reuben Foster at number 9 overall.
Well, two things. First of all, the NFL considers that a positive test if you have a diluted sample. Secondly, where in the world do you think the Bengals would ever mark anyone off their list?
I mean, I'm not saying that they will. I'm saying I hope that they will.
Okay. Like the monsoonal Noah's Ark rain we're going to get tomorrow is about like the Bengals not picking up someone because they've got a little checkered history.
Yeah. You got Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones as guys to point that out with. Only about 3 minutes left here in the show, so we got to talk about the Cincinnati Reds. They have scored one run in their last 19 innings of baseball, and that led them to lose two games in a row. They've also now lost two series in a row, so kind of crashing back to earth, but let's be honest, we knew they weren't going to be very good anyways. They fall 2-1 to the Orioles last night in 10 innings, and the battle for the NL Central will get kicked off tonight and over the weekend as the Cubs and the Reds will start a series. Hey, I'm just saying, who would have thought that 15 games into the season, when the Cubs came to Cincinnati, it'd be a battle for first place in the division? May not happen the rest of the season, but at least there's still a little bit of bright spots left to talk about this Reds team, even when they are kind of coming back to earth right now.
Well, I can actually say that there was probably no one that thought that was going to happen.
Exactly.
I'm pretty well sure that even the Reds didn't think that was going to happen. Jackson, one thing that's always interesting to me is when the Cubs go anywhere, but especially when they come into Cincinnati, notice, if you will, and the crowds have been just terrible the last couple nights. The Orioles series, I mean, I think you and I could have gone and sat in the dugout. I'm not sure.
The Cincinnati second-tier professional soccer team is outdrawing the Reds right now.
Yes, but the interesting things are going to be to watch tonight. The crowd will double because of all the Cub fans that come in. Yes, exactly. But that's what's going to happen, and that's the one thing that the Reds have to hope they can keep on doing is winning and maybe getting some people there. Because I mean, I'm not saying this jokingly. You look down the third baseline and there is no one there. So hey, maybe now's the time for you and I to go up.
And the pitchers continue to stack up with injuries. Most recently, Tony Cingrani, one of their relievers, is now on the 10-day DL. First pitch tonight, 7:10 p.m., John Lester with a 1 ERA going up against Tim Adelman with a 2.25 ERA. Not feeling so good about the Reds' chances this weekend, but I'll definitely be keeping an eye on that. I want to thank you all for joining us all week this week when it's just been myself, Action Jackson Reams, and my dad, Rick Reams. I know it's a little different without Greg Horn here, but it was fun, and we appreciate everyone tuning in. I also want to thank Asbury University for being our sponsor of the day today. Great Christian education brought to you nearby Wilmore, Kentucky. 20 minutes down the road, you see a beautiful campus. They've got athletics out there that are a lot of fun to pay attention to, and they would love you to come join them out of Asbury, whether that's having a kid go there or you going there yourself. They can work with you over at Asbury. If you want to check out more information about them, go look at them online, asbury.edu, for more information. UK baseball has just wrapped up the first game of the doubleheader. They beat number 8 LSU 12-5, and now we'll wait 1 hour until the start of their second game. Looks like that'll be almost right at 7 p.m. on the head, and I believe that'll be the 7-inning game, so if you're planning on going, you can watch a bit of a shortened version of the game.
So we're 2-for-2 in the games we need.
Yep, that's right. Well, we will be back on Monday. Not sure what Greg Horn's schedule will be, but we'll keep you updated. See you then. Join us again here on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT. See everyone on Monday.